Good afternoon, listeners and visitors. This is Shanti Robinson, and you're listening to KPC Radio. Currently, it is 1:35 on Wednesday, October 28th, and you're listening to kpcradio.com. This is Talking to Shanti, a show geared towards young adults and those young at heart, bringing you the real, the unreal, and the motivation to go out and do something great. Today, I have with me good friends since of today, you know, Leanne and Annie. Yes. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Considering the morning I've had, it's been a really good day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You seem like a very positive person. That's good.
Yep. So tell us about yourself.
Well, we're pretty much out here today. We don't normally do this, but we're trying to get more into it, just getting out and talking to people more about fitness and stuff. So Leanne and I both have Instagram pages geared toward fitness and healthy lifestyle and things like that. So we're just out here to talk about it a little bit. I have an Instagram page. It's called Fit with AP, and I've just recently started getting more followers on it. And I recently just did a fitness competition, so I documented the journey pretty much, blogging about food and my daily workout routines and things like that. So it's just like a cool motivational page, and you know, we hold events and stuff, and we also sell products that have to do with fitness as well. So we're just trying to raise awareness about it. That's mm-hmm. what my page is mostly about.
Okay, so my Instagram is Lilianators. My Instagram page is basically more of a daily life balance type of thing when it comes to fitness and just life in general. I do work 50 to 60 hours as a chef in downtown LA, so for me, working out is not something that I can do every second or every day, as opposed to Annie, who's killing it every single workout. She kills it. Mm-hmm. Mine's is more how to find balance between work, school, life, and be able to work out at the same time all together. And as I say, we do sell products that are geared towards our what we do in fitness, and everything we use is all mm-hmm. is personal use
products. Like what kind of products do you
it's more of like just for energy, vitamins kind of stuff.
Okay. Like multivitamins, vitamins and minerals, just your daily stuff. Since I work out, I take like a pretty big supplement line with like, you know, calcium and like joint lubricants and things for your heart, like vitamin E and stuff like that. Leanne's is more of like, you know,
energy kind of
food replacer type things.
Okay, so would you say that it's not just fitness that you're centered, that you focus on, it's also just body health, like not just being looking like you look good, but also the bones and stuff? What about skincare? Do you think that's a very like important part in the body?
Definitely.
I definitely think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just using all the supplements and like, you know, having good just diet and exercise routines. Since I started it, you know, more dramatically 6 months ago, I've definitely noticed clearer skin, especially just from drinking a lot of water every day. Like, I even try to hold, like, gallon water a day challenges and stuff like that. So just taking care of yourself, you know, from the inside out, it really shows on the outside.
That's a really good quote. I like that. Taking care of yourself from the inside out.
Yeah, and also it's not just about it's not about how you look on the outside, it's also how you feel on the inside, mm-hmm. too. So it's, if you feel great on the inside, you're just going to show on the outside. So it's not necessarily about what the results you get or your six pack of abs. If you just feel great about yourself in general, then it just you can see it. It radiates. Yeah. It's the personality, your aura, the way you come off is like, oh my God, she looks so great. But yeah, mm-hmm. she feels even better.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Leanne's definitely a good one to talk about that. I mean, ever since I met her, she's just taken a different stance on fitness and dieting and just a different outlook on life. And she's just a big ball of energy nowadays. And she even posts cool videos and pictures about, you know, just having fun, you know, doing just daily things like going to work. And, you know, she had to like write an essay, you know, in like a small amount of time. And, you know, she works like 50 hours a week and stuff. So they're just cool Instagram pages just for like daily motivation. Like, we all have a lot of things going on, and you know, we just sort of look at it more of in a positive light. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to motivate people and just like raise awareness for other people that are doing like cool things locally as well. You know, for example, my sister, she's a local DJ. Her Instagram's at DJ Cypress. And she's really cool with, she's an up and coming DJ, you know, so it's cool just, you know, posting pictures for her and stuff like that. You know, I have a friend too, who's into graffiti art, and he does a lot of like street murals and stuff. And he raises a lot of awareness for like cancer foundations and like different, you know, things that have to do with, children and school and stuff like that. And that's at Graffilti Art. I like to promote like a lot of motivational music too. Like for example, Kid Cudi's coming out with a cool new album. It's supposed to be really inspiring for kids and like a younger generation and stuff. So, you know, it's just like a cool daily blog of like different things like that.
Mm-hmm. And so, since you mentioned music, and when you work out, you listen to music. What do you like to work out to?
Honestly, it's a wide variety of things. I honestly put my Pandora on just random, and it just goes to a bunch of different stations, anywhere from like electronic music to like Bob Marley. You know, I definitely like the more upbeat stuff, you know, especially mm-hmm. if you're running, doing cardio and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like recently, I live by like Release Deep Hills, so I like, told myself I'm gonna get up and go exercise before I go to school today.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I actually did. I'm like sat there, made a playlist on Spotify, and I bought it, so I don't have any commercials. I couldn't. I like Spotify better than Pandora. No shade, because I get Spanish commercials in Pandora.
Yeah,
I don't speak Spanish, and then they're like back to back by three. So I went to Spotify, and I loved it ever since. If you want to sponsor me, you know, just let me know. JK, yeah, I did that, and I felt really good. And even when I was getting tired, if a song come on that I knew that I liked, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I like this song.
Totally.
And I'll just go, and I'm sore 3 days after.
You got to definitely get a good playlist going, that's for sure. It's definitely motivating, especially when you're at a point in your workout where you just want to quit.
Definitely. Well, my quitting point, like, is a couple of days after when I'm really sore. And it's like, why would I exercise when I'm really, really in pain right now? And so it's, I don't like the feeling, so.
Yeah.
But I'm not the type of person that would go under, you know, the needle to remove any fat, because it's just unnecessary. I believe every surgery you go through takes 5 years off of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I will never, ever, no matter what. But I don't know. I just haven't found a way to get into working out to be consistent with it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has different goals. You know, I would definitely suggest, like, just doing simple daily habits, like getting rid of, like, one bad habit a day, you know, like... Like, I think we were talking about one time, too, like, instead of, you know, getting French fries with your burger, you can get a side salad with your burger today or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you usually get Coke, I mean, get Diet Coke even, instead of cutting soda out completely, you know, just baby steps, you know. And then once you see yourself that you're able to do these little habits every day, then, you know, you'll make bigger ones every day.
Mm-hmm. And do you recommend that, like, the Slim Teas that people put out, the powders that they make to help, like Herbalife kind of, do you think that those are beneficial or negative or really redundant?
I actually had someone, actually an old friend that I recently started talking to, who was actually interested in some of the stuff that I use, and she had told me about Herbalife. I mean, I'm not trying to hate on Herbalife or anything, but she said that she would take 3 shakes all day, and that would be what she wouldn't eat. She would just take those shakes, and she would lose the weight really fast because she wasn't eating anything, and they just got way too expensive. And after she stopped, she gained all the weight back. So, I mean, as far as Herbalife is, I don't really know too much about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not very aware of it.
Right.
And I mean, I wouldn't want to be like, don't do Herbalife or anything. But as far as taking that, I think when you take something that's like a Slim Tea or just like a shake mm-hmm. or anything in that, that involves that, you definitely need to also have a balanced diet at the same time.
Right.
Because you're kind of starving your body.
You are right about that, because I was actually doing research, because I'm skeptical about everything with proactive. People were saying, oh, if you stop using it, your skin's going to go bad. With every, like, I heard that as well, but then I also heard you can't just say, oh, I'm gonna just gonna drink these for my meals. They tell you substitute either breakfast, lunch, or dinner with it. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, completely rely on it. So it could be that, but then it could be also maybe the system is just made to go around the hard part of losing weight.
It's just it's definitely when your body stops eating, it kind of it deprives itself. So once it starts eating, let's say you go 4 days without eating solid foods, and your body's just denied. Once you eat something, you're gonna blow back up because your body feels like it's being attacked. In that sense, where it's like, oh my god, I'm eating food. Like, it's not good. But as far as Herbalife, if I think if you know, I mean, you know, if you have a balanced diet and you say you're substituting things in it, it could be a good thing. But as far as just strictly Herbalife, like three times a day, those shakes I've heard are at least $5 a shake. Plus, if you want a boost or something, it's like an extra dollar. And it depends. Like some people will actually sell them in their homes. Like you can go get them. Because I did it for a month. And I was just like, can't do, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was good, but.
Like you can go to a store and a place and get it. Or you can order the product and just make them at home. Or you can. You can really do what you want with Herbalife.
Yeah. It just, it gets this, I said from this person that I talked to, she told me that it just got way too expensive for her. And it was just, it was, she was starting to feel real weak.
And what do you use?
I personally use products that are aimed at not necessarily helping cutting carbs. Not necessarily, like if I eat a 1,000-calorie meal, I know I'm eating a 1,000-calorie meal, but the carb... What it does is it helps by cutting the carbs. And not necessarily like all of it. It just helps with more of the just cutting the carbs out kind of thing. And also, like I said, balanced diet. I take omega-3s. I take stuff like, and just more of, like I said, balanced diet, water, grains, all those type of things is really help.
So not eating to lose weight or not put on weight is not good. You should always eat. But if you want to, I guess, shred quicker, you should just eat clean, right?
Yeah, definitely. Eat clean, eat more often, just smaller meals, you know. Try to, like, get your body into the habit of, you know, eating appropriately and not overeating. You know, look at what you're eating, too. Like I said, taking out fries and, you know, switching it for even sweet potato fries or something. Like, every little thing per day counts. No, you don't like sweet potatoes? No. I can tell by the face you're making.
No.
She's like repulsed.
See, I like food, and I'll eat literally anything. I even tried frog leg. It just tastes like watered-down chicken. But when it comes to those, I just don't. I don't even like regular sweet potatoes, yams, when it comes to holidays.
What?
It's something that, you know, people usually make. They put marshmallows on top of it. And I can only eat them if it has a lot of brown sugar and cinnamon. I really don't like yams that much.
Yeah, I mean,
or sweet potatoes, whatever you people, well, whatever people call it.
Sweet potatoes, yams. Yeah, I never knew the correct term for that either.
Candied yams.
I don't know what it is in the dictionary.
The marshmallows.
Yep, you bake them and then put the marshmallows all over and let them melt and let the marshmallows burn a little.
I'm right there with you. Every Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes are nothing.
Or nothing. Those, but potatoes are a weight gaining food. So, like, do you think if you eat a lot of potatoes, like a lot of fries in your diet, that that would cause someone to gain weight?
Yeah, I do. I mean, especially if you're eating it so much, I mean.
I mean, again, balance.
Thanksgiving's the exception, though.
Well, imagine, like, working at McDonald's and every, like, leftover hash brown that's not sold on time, they let you eat.
I do that at work. It's just, it's bad. Like, I'm eating 10 French fries here, 10 French fries here. I mean, we have the fryer, like, we...
Yeah, she's a chef. So
it's like you can't even imagine how many French fries are right in front of me. Just like extra leftover steaks. Or I have to try everything. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat 10 French fries right
now.
It's
like, how do you resist?
Once you eat one, it's all downhill from there.
So since you've been a chef, did you get into fitness or your health later after that? Or was it before around the same time?
Actually, about 5-6 years ago, I was still in high school. So I was really big on fitness because I was on cross country. I was doing soccer like up until I graduated. Oh, wow. After I graduated, I was like going to college and I was looking for a job. And I already knew I wanted to cook. So I started cooking and I was still into fitness. But you know how it is after high school, like just life gets in the way. So I kind of stopped, and like about a year and a half ago, I really started getting back into it. Okay. And that's when it wasn't like, I'm going to get shredded, I'm going to be the best, like I'm going to look the best and stuff. It was just more about getting healthy. It was more about substituting fast food for maybe something else, less fatty or something. And then I met Annie, and then she's just like, with her meals, they're like insane. Just everything's like so pretty and like great and just, I don't know.
It's just boring, just good lighting.
Oh, it's good lighting. Okay.
Yes.
Good lighting.
good lighting on the pictures.
Yeah. My Instagram has, like, you know, lots of different recipes on it, but it's all, like, pretty much the same ingredients. It's protein, good carbs, stuff like that. But definitely still love junk food. I'm not going to say I don't eat it at all.
Yeah, I run outside when I hear the ice cream truck. It's so bad. Like, I'll say, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat healthy starting today. And I'll hear, oh, my God, I need a dollar. Where my dollar? Like, yeah. I just said I was going to.
Oh, yeah, you can't resist that song. It's like a condition stimulus since mm-hmm. you were a child, I'm sure.
It's like nostalgia. Like,
yes.
It's like a brain controlling type of sound that controls every person under, I don't know, in the 90s.
It's like a spell, totally. Yeah.
So, like, when you were in high school and you like, decided I do want to cook, was you being into health, did that kind of influence that? Did you want to, I want to find ways to make these foods healthy, or
In the beginning it was more about being creative, mm-hmm. because like I said, I used to, like, I know a lot of really really good chefs are like, oh, I used to cook with my grandma when I was smaller, I used to do this. For me, it was more of like I got to play around with a lot of things, and I would make some really weird things. And when I did that, that was some just generic things. And yeah, it just started from there. I found a job when I was 18 as a dishwasher, and it just kind of went from there. And now, you know, 6-7 years later, I'm a sous chef at this place where I work at now. So, I mean, now it's geared more towards business, and I go to school for nutrition now. So that's mm-hmm. something that is a big thing to me now. Like, the health and the fitness thing kind of just ties together.
So if you're going to school for nutrition now, tell me something that you recently learned about it.
Mm. Ooh, okay, let's see. It's like the breakdown of an orange kind of thing.
Hmm.
It's like they really tell you the breakdown of everything in terms of like how much water is in something, how much sodium is in something. And
wow.
It's something that, like I said, if you do the breakdown of H2O, it's like the hydrogen and the oxygen kind of thing.
It's like an AP hypothesis class.
It's
hypothesis. I mean, what is it called? Hyposynthesis? What is it called?
Don't ask me.
Photosynthesis. There you go.
Yeah. It's
I just eat and work out. I don't do.
I said hyposynthesis.
Yeah, it's definitely very, it's very hard. It's very hard in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get used to it, it's just like, okay, it's like they sell these things. They're like breakdowns, and it's literally like a ball, and it has like all these little chemicals coming down from it. It's just the study of nutrition is a study of food.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everything I said, I'm still like in the beginning stages of everything. So everything that I learn is just a trip to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
so are you what is it called? Culinary arts? Did you go to school for culinary arts, or are you just a cook at the moment?
I didn't go to school for culinary arts.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, my boyfriend, he cooks too. So he went, and a lot of people go to school. And it depends on the school you go to. But personally, I was actually going to go to a school, and I was going to pay around $48,000 for 2 years, I think it was. And that's not including interest. And I decided that it wasn't going to be a good idea for me. So I kind of just learned from the bottom up. And that's something a lot of people ask me, like, oh, should I go to culinary school? Should mm-hmm. I do culinary school? And there's some great community colleges that offer the programs way cheaper.
College does.
Yeah. They offer way cheaper than paying $48,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you can do. And it's way cheaper. And mm-hmm. you'll get it so much faster. But as far as, like, those trade schools and stuff, I personally would recommend it. Like, everything that I've learned, I actually work with someone who went to school for it, and they just told me, like, I wish I could have done this, like, learn it as I went along, instead of having to pay for the school, and then a lot of people are still in debt because of that. I mean, personally,
right.
I don't think it's cool, but
not at all. People, like, when I started going to school, people told me, do not take out a student loan, do not take it out, because you will be paying it off for the rest of your life. Like, the interest on them are high,
mm-hmm.
especially since the time when we do first come to college, we're young, we don't have any credit, and no one wants to give anyone with under 25 a low interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle for students these days. That's why we definitely try to keep our hands in a bunch of different projects to try to, you know, make money and set ourselves up for the future and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, having our little business on the side, you know, trying to promote our Instagram pages and, you know, just do things like that. It's a struggle these days.
It is, and it's very hard. I don't want to say hard, but it's very hard to stay focused. Like, say if you live in a bad neighborhood and you really, you're low income, you can't really afford a gym membership, but you want to run around your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You don't live in that good of a neighborhood. So it's kind of, it's a little discouraging in some cases, but there's always a way, and where there is a will, there is a way. And even in the grocery stores made for the lower income people, there are still a vegetable aisle. Mm-hmm. And you can still eat clean and be healthy.
Totally.
And, you know, sit up, squats, you know, go to the library, get a workout video, and squat away.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. We definitely don't have those issues without having fresh produce at grocery stores, even at the low budget ones. So, you know, there really isn't any excuses. It's just what you decide to buy at the store. Just like I said, those daily habits, they really count.
So what does your day look like when you wake up from when to when you lay your head on the pillow as a, I don't want to call you a fitness guru, but you kind of are in a way.
I guess in a way people think, yeah. Well, I do work out a lot and cook a lot. You know, like today, for example, I woke up pretty early, like around 6 a.m. And then I ran up the street to Runyon Canyon, which is like a hike trail right by my house, and then did like a good hour hike with one of my friends that lives down the street. Ran home. I usually go home and cook, like breakfast, and then I'll run up to the gym, which is just right up the street from my house. Lift weights for probably like 30 or 40 minutes. And it's not so much like muscle gaining, weight training. It's more of just like toning and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then I'll usually run home, cook lunch, you know, take care of whatever things I need to do during the day, like errands and stuff. And then sometimes I'll have work at night, or just things related to my business and stuff. So usually keep my day pretty busy. Try to get my workouts done early, like definitely before noon, because the rest of the day, you know, you don't have to worry about it, especially if you get off work and stuff.
Yeah, like kind of, and it's cooler in the morning anyway.
Yes, definitely.
Especially when you live in Southern California, it gets so hot. Mm-hmm. It'll be raining one day, and then the next day it's like 90 and humid, and there's fires everywhere.
Yep, definitely.
What about you? What's your day look like?
Let's see. Monday through Thursday, I go to school. So it's probably, let's do Monday morning. I wake up, go to school from 8 to 1, and then between the... One, I actually start work at 3 in the afternoon. So between 1 and 3, I'm kind of, at that point, I'm mostly just getting ready for work, patching up on homework.
Oh.
And then, I go to work from, it starts at 3, but sometimes 2:30 to 1 in the morning. Yeah, gosh. I work a lot. And then on Friday through Sunday is actually, maybe sometimes Monday, depending, is I wake up at 8, I go to the gym till about 10 or 11. I eat lunch, you know, I just chill out, look at some fitness stuff, like look at workouts, do more homework, and then make sure I have all my water ready with me, because when I go to work, I drink gallons and gallons and gallons of water.
Definitely.
And then I said on the weekends, it's actually, I work a lot more. I think like 11, 12 hours on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So I get out, I start at 2, get out maybe 2 in the morning, and just hit the bed, sleeping.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much... how it is sometimes.
But it's good that even with those crazy hours, you still find the time to work out and eat healthy and you know. And if any of our listeners want to get more involved, get more into group exercises, is there anything that you want to recommend them to come to?
Yeah, definitely. Our team and I, we actually hold fitness events every now and then. We actually have one coming up next month on November 8th. It's our fall fitness event. And that is Sunday, November 8th, 2015, at 12 o'clock. So we're going to start like right around noon, and it's going to be at Echo Park in Los Angeles. And the address for that is 751 Echo Park Avenue, and that's Los Angeles, and the zip code is 90026. And we're just going to have free samples there. We're going to be talking to people about the things that we do on a daily basis to maintain good diet and exercise. You know, we're just going to be talking to people, offering samples, and then we're going to actually hold a
It'll be about 30 to 45 minutes, group activities. So if you do come, wear comfortable shoes, wear comfortable clothes. We're definitely going to be, you know, working out, getting sweaty and stuff. But there'll definitely be a lot there for everyone to do. And it's all ages and all levels and stuff. It's going to be lots of fun with music and everything like that. And like I said, there'll be free samples and products that you can buy as well. So, yeah, it should be a really good time.
Most definitely. And I'm glad you guys could come in and talk to our listeners about ways to be healthy. And if you don't have time to work out, or even if you do, in eating clean, just letting them know, telling them your story. Guys, all you have to do is eat clean, exercise, drink a lot of water, vitamins.
Yes. Daily habits. Start small. Baby steps.
Baby steps. You don't just have to cold turkey, cut the hot Cheetos out. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for coming out. Follow them at
Fit with AP. And then
mine's is Lilianators.
Okay, and that's at?
It's at Lilianators. It's L-E-L-E underscore A underscore, I know it's hard, A, and then the underscore N-A-T-O-R-S.
Okay, thank you guys for coming out, and thank you for listening. This is KPCRadio.com.